Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How have you been today? Was it a good day for you?
Yes, it was a pretty good day. I can't complain.
Pretty good. Okay. It sounds like, is it time for a vacation?
No, well, I've only had 10 days to finish all my pieces for my show, so I'm a little bit stressed out, but other than that, it's okay.
Okay, and when is this show going to take place?
It starts on June 1st and it's to June 20th, and it's at the cafe in Long Beach, so my art will be hanging there all month. And I believe the second week of June, I'm going to be probably posting it on Facebook and things like that. But once I have the details, we're getting I'm going to have like a reception there where, you know, just my friends and family come down and, you know, check stuff out, hang out. Blue Movie, Lisa's band, is going to play an acoustic set that day. So we're going to kind of try to make a fun afternoon out of it. And it's just a lot of planning and a lot of things. And, you know, I got to make sure that everything is finished and just so, so that I can prep it to move and hang and install. So it's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, I could hear it. So are you having fun with this, though? Are you?
No, I'm having fun with it. Like, I really, really wish that I did a couple things differently. You know, but just because, you know, it's just so, so last minute, like halfway through, I literally decided that I hated everything I was doing and I started over. So.
Okay. And why did you hate it?
I don't know. I didn't like it because it was feeling forced. So I just came up with other ideas and I just said, okay, fine, back to the drawing board. So I'm doing, you know, little pieces of different collections that I've been kind of working on that I've kind of, you know, refined a little bit. And what I did was, you know, I'm actually, this is just going to be the start of like a larger scope of things. What I'm doing is I'm working with somebody else now who's designing my website. And what I'm going to be able to do is out of these pieces, I'm going to basically do one of two things with them. You could either buy an original on my website, you know, once it launches, and I'll let you guys know when that happens. You can either buy an original. If the original gets sold, you can buy a replica. So it's not going to be the same. So everything remains original. But if you like the concept of something, then I can do by commission, you know, your own concept. You just pick out what you like, and then I just kind of do it for you. Or I'm going to actually do rentals. So since my wife works in the entertainment industry, you know, basically I've been speaking to the people at, you know, at Dick Wolf Productions so that this way some of my pieces can get featured in some of Dick Wolf's shows. So it's a very, very big undertaking, and I have 10 days to launch this without a hitch. So.
Wow. So it sounds exciting and very, very good. So we're all can't wait to hear more about it and when and
yep.
how we can know to go there and all of that too.
Yep,
because
absolutely.
we would just like that, you know. Everybody's looking forward to it. So now we do have a number of people who have pressed the number one.
Yeah,
and I think we should probably start with the very first person who has pressed the number one.
Okay.
No, maybe we'll Let's pick up Karen because she pressed pretty close to the time as the other person, and then you could start screening because I'd rather pick up someone that we didn't have to screen yet.
Yep.
You know,
I got you.
To be sure. And
absolutely.
Let's see what she might have to say.
Hello, Karen. You're on the air.
Hi, girls. How are you? Congrats, Nicole. That's exciting.
Isn't that exciting? We're so proud of her, you know.
Exciting.
And so why don't you tell us a little bit what's on your mind today?
Well, I haven't talked to you girls in a while. I want to say hello and check in. Everything's pretty good. I'm working. I'm going out a little bit, and I booked a little two-day vacation for myself at the end of the summer down in Florida, so I'm excited about that.
That's great. That's great. And I'm looking at the money plant you gave me, and it's getting quite big, by the way, just so you know.
Mine is too, but it's not doing well. It's got too thin. I don't know what I'm doing wrong over here. I'm glad you're the little
Are you watering it enough? Are you watering enough and giving it sunlight? Mine gets plenty of sun. And
yeah, I'm going to put it outside now that it's warmer and see if that helps it.
Okay, because mine is doing just wonderfully. So,
good. I'm glad.
So, you know. So anyway, is there something on your mind today? Have you been thinking about something? Are you worried about something? Are you...
I just want to
see
if any messages. Everything otherwise is pretty calm.
Okay. And how about yourself? Have you been getting any messages yourself from the other side, like from your dad? Because he's a pretty, you know, give signs kind of guy. And, you know, he has been spending a lot of, time kind of with you and with your son and around. Your brother's also around a lot, too. I mean, he seems to be more near his children lately, so I'm not sure if he's, just missing them or is there a reason that he may need to be around them. But he seems to be spending a lot of time near them as well. With your dad, have you dreamed about him recently?
No, I haven't had many dreams about him in a while. Just that he was driving the bus. So I said, okay, I know whatever's going on, he's in charge. So just that we were in a turn and he made a sharp turn, I was like, how'd you do that? He said, don't worry, I got this. I'm in charge.
Wow. Well, I guess he's letting you know he's still steering the wheel here of life and keeping
yes.
you all a lot of, company and things like that. He doesn't want anyone to mourn for him, your brother, anymore. He always shows me the mourning cards. He does have a message for Jen, his wife, that he loves her very much and misses her. Is there something coming up, a significant date for him? Because he seems to be talking about something coming up, so I'm not sure what he's talking about.
Just Father's Day usually is a big date for him, but there's no birthdays or anything now.
Okay, so because, he does start crying when he says his kids, mentions his kids
mm-hmm.
and hear them a lot. And do you do anything on Father's Day to honor him and your dad? Because, they're
yeah.
kind of going to hang around you that day. So I would advise you to come up with
yeah.
something fun for everybody.
Yes. Yeah. Last year we went to the cemetery together, me and Jen and the girl and the kids, and they're both at the cemetery. We spent the day up there. It's a 2-hour ride, so then we went for lunch, and then we came home. So that was we'll probably do that again this year.
Okay, because your father said a little more fun than the cemetery. Okay.
I know.
I know. He said a little something special for the kids. Figure out what else they can do that might let's go to the cemetery and then let's do something a little more fun because. These men want the kids to have fun. Your dad's pretty much, saying, come on, they're kids.
Right, my sister lives there, too, nearby. So we usually go and see her and her kids. So the kids we do the park. Last year we couldn't do anything. It was the first year. So
right, well, that's
we
also,
just
also because of COVID. That was not great, So, he's just, your dad and your brother are both saying, let's have a little more fun with that. You also have one of your grandmothers coming through. I think it's your mom's mom. Do you remember her
Peggy.
At all?
Yes, Peggy.
Oh, because she's thanking you for everything you're doing for her daughter, okay? Your dad always thanks you for everything you're doing for his wife, but this time she came through to say thank you for everything you've been doing. And, she's saying, your mom was a very good daughter, And I hope you like this woman, because I don't think she's ever come through in your readings, but she's very loving today.
Yeah, once. I do remember her coming through once when I've gone to at your house, especially.
Okay, a long time ago, because I don't remember talking to her in a long time.
Yes. And my mom's very easy. I mean, as much as I do for her, she's a very easy person to do things for.
Well, and that makes her very happy. Did you know your mom's dad at all?
No, he passed away when she was 16.
That's what I thought, because, you know, he's around her a lot, too. And, you know, I think your mom, you know, is getting a little sad sometimes because she's still missing your dad a lot and your brother. But you're doing a pretty good job to keep her spirits up. And on Father's Day, do you include your mom in any of the activities?
Not last year with COVID. We didn't do anything. This year, we probably won't, because a two-hour ride is too much for her in the car.
Yeah.
That's 4 hours total. And then her legs, you know, she can't be in the car that long.
Okay. But maybe when you come back, you can do a little something, because, you know.
Yeah, we still have to do a Mother's Day together with Jen's, with Eamon's family. And they were away in Florida, so they were quarantining. So now she's back in nursing school. She's doing really well. So we definitely have to do something with Jen at my mom's house, too.
Wow. And Jen's mom just came through to say hello to you.
Aww.
And her dad is kind of – they're both good. They you know, they said, I don't know if you want to hear from us, but, you know, we're good up here. They seem to be – have made a smooth transition to the other side. So,
good.
You know, basically, you know, just keep talking to your dad and your brother. And, you know, they're very excited about your son and next year, everything he's going to be doing. So maybe you could share with our listeners what's happening with your son that they're so excited about.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're this excited. I'm not, but I'm okay with it. He's just going to the community college next year until he decides what he wants to do. So he's staying
they're
home.
They're excited about that. You know, don't knock it. Your father's very practical. He says he'll save some money, and then he'll be able to, in the next 2 years, he'll go somewhere where – you know, he'll get his degree from, and they just think it's a good plan. It's nice. He doesn't want to go, you know, he's not in a big hurry to get away from you, you know. Like, that's a testimony. And your father kind of thinks it would be better for your son just to be home for the next 2 years and going to school. So, you know, your son might have thought this came from him, but it seems like your dad had a pretty good thought of putting some of these ideas in your son's head. To stay a little more local. And, you know, he's very excited and he's very proud. They're very proud of your son. And now your son has high school graduation coming.
Yes, we're looking for a car for him, and he's graduating next month.
Okay, well, you're going to have a whole lot of people from the other side joining for that. They'll all be there. No one will miss that. So, you know, I'm glad you called in tonight, because your dad really wanted to talk a little bit about Father's Day. Please try to make it a little fun for the kids, too. It's a two-hour drive to the cemetery from where you live?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so he said, can you stop an hour into it and get them ice cream or something? And then, you know.
Definitely we'll go eat, yeah.
Okay, he goes, can you just kind of break that drive up?
Yeah.
And,
because
he's just thinking, these poor kids, you know.
I know.
So make it fun along the way, driving there and driving back, so it doesn't feel like quite, you know, a chore for them. And and your dad will give you signs as you're driving to the cemetery, too. So pay attention to license plates or birds or whatever you might see.
Yes. And I know last year when we went, there was a butterfly that followed us, so that my niece loved that. She knew that was them, so that was great.
Oh, okay, so can you see, like, she thought it was great. Can you see how just a simple thing could make them happy, you know, and, you know, they will give plenty of signs, you know, they're getting excited. Your brother just claps his hands. We'll give you plenty of fun signs. Don't worry, you know. And they're so glad that you think of them. And, you know, cemetery is actually a very nice place. I happen to like to go, to look at cemeteries. I find them very fascinating. I feel like there's a lot of love there, you know, when you see the flowers that people put around or the little statues or little things. There's always something to look at that's interesting, So do you let them just look around it a bit too?
Yeah, we do. We do. And then, you know, my grandparents are up there too, so we walk around a little bit. And it's a nice, you know, it's small. It's near a family church, so it's nice that we're there. We have a lot of family there.
Wow. That sounds really nice. Well, we're glad you called in, and stay well, and let us know what the signs you get on Father's Day from these two fathers. And Jen's father is going to be giving signs too. He just said to me, how come you didn't mention that if Jen's going to be going there, that I'll be there? I was like, oh, sorry. Well, I was waving my hand to let you know that this is a Father's Day where she will have him too.
Oh, good. So love to hear that.
You guys are going to get a lot of signs from these three stooges, I think, okay? Because the way they're behaving is so, but her father was so funny because I think he was a little bit quiet on Earth maybe, but he's not from the other side. He's pretty much, don't forget me, I'll be there too.
Oh, nice.
Well,
thanks so much. I'm glad I got
we're glad you called it. Always, we like to be able to get someone we know first before we take on other people because we just never know, you know. So
And it's nice to have these messages, so it's great that you clarified.
Oh, my God, and they're
so,
so nice. But I think Jen's father's the really most dominating voice right now, just to let you know. He's sort of like...
And he's the newest. He just passed away in December, so he's the newest one up there.
Well, he said this is his first Father's Day, so he feels like he should get, like, top billing today, you know, on Father's Day. Like, okay, because he's the most recent graduate up there, so...
Oh, God help me. Okay.
Isn't that cute the way he goes? I'm the most recent one, so I get top billing here. So,
all right, well, thank you so much.
All laughs. And I'm very glad to hear how happy he is on the other side. That's really nice to hear. You know, he was ready to go.
Yeah. No, I'm glad that they found their peace because they needed to. It was a long couple of years for them.
Oh, well, we'll all speak soon, and we're going to try to get another caller.
Great.
So I think we close Denson's greeting. Bye for now, Karen. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.
Bye, Karen.
Okay, so that was nice to hear from Karen's dad and everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
It was a good time for her to call. With Father's Day coming in, they really seem to want to stress those kids can't just be going in the car all day. It's got to be a little fun, you know. It's got to be a little
absolutely.
Fun. Absolutely. So we have Maria. Didn't I tell you that's who I thought it was?
Yes, you did.
I think that's Maria from upstate.
Yeah.
Okay. And what does Maria have to say? We love her. Does she need any guidance on something specific
today? Well, she has two questions. Well, first of all, I would just like to tell everybody that Maria has already invited me to dinner. So Maria's going to make me some stuffed artichokes, and that's going to be fan-fucking-tastic. But secondly, one of Maria's two questions is this. As you may or may not even know, Cindy, Maria is in for a settlement. She's going to be getting a settlement. And with that settlement money, Maria would love to go to Italy and get herself some property. So nice, big place, you know, and that's how we got talking about the food. Because I said, hey, if she's going to go there, then I want an invitation. And she said, you can come to my house right now. And then that's how we got started. But so anyway, Maria has got those two, you know, they're two related things. You know, A, you know, is this settlement going to be large enough for her? B, is she going to find the property of her dreams in Italy? And most importantly, is this money coming sooner or later, Cindy, so she can
properly
plan?
Well, I have to tell you what just happened, okay, to my card.
Okay.
I went to shuffle them, and they flew all over the floor. And the card that popped up is the one that has the scale of justice and enough money to be quite generous with the justice card, which is a lawsuit. Can you believe this?
I love it.
Ace of Swords, which is coming. That means it's coming soon, you know, pretty soon. She's got the Wheel of Fortune spinning, which means she will get her property. And then there's just one negative card that popped up, which is
that someone not playing fair with her, which appears to me that, you know, they're trying to stall it a little bit, but they can't stall it forever. But I just found it, I was going to say, how clumsy could I be that these things flew out of my hand? And then when I saw the alignment of cards, because there's only two cards with a scale of justice, and both of those are the two that turned over. Is that, like, not amazing?
That is absolutely amazing.
So it made my job actually easy for me. I didn't have to pull the cards. So let's
go and have a conversation with Maria. And just so that you know, Cindy, we will be speaking to Miss Debbie Tony next, who's going through a little bit of a tough time. So we've got Debbie Tony on deck, but for right now, let's go out and find about Maria's property in Italy. Hello, Maria, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm here. Listen, here, guys.
Did you hear what I said, that the card flew out with your
answer? Listen, when I say something I invite, I mean it. Nothing.
Oh, I know you do.
If you want to let me know, you're welcome to come in for dinner at my house.
Oh, you know we love you, Maria, and I'm so happy that your settlement is coming. It is a little bit delayed. I'm not sure exactly what's delaying it, but, you know, I think it's just, you know, how people, they don't want to pay out what they have to pay out, but there's a point where they can't stall it much longer. So it will be coming. The property in Italy, do you know where you want to go yet? Are you eyeballing some properties? Are you seeing what's there for you?
I like it near Roma, you know, Cipalu, nice place.
Okay, because you're going to get something nice. Are you going to have that as your full-time home? Or is that just something for you to visit, a place for you to visit? Are you going to live there all the time now?
No, I go visit there, you know.
Okay, good, because you're going to get a nice, beautiful place to go to. And, you know, it's actually a good time for you to start buying property there. It looks like you're going to get a good price on it, too. And have you talked to your lawyer recently about the settlement?
I got it, the letter. I don't tell you, you know, how much they give it to me and how long I'm going to be.
Right, because it just looks like, you know, when everybody has to pay out settlements, they just stall to as long as they can. But it doesn't look like they can stall much longer. So it looks great on this. So I'm glad you called in today because it looks great. I would maybe give the lawyer a call and see, just talk to the lawyer and see what's happening.
You think I'm going to get a lot?
Yeah, just, you know, get on the phone a bit. But yeah, everything looks great. So I'm not worried about you. It looks really good here. And then call in and let us know. How's your beautiful daughter doing, by the way?
My daughter, yes, she's okay.
She's okay? Good. Good. And her business is okay?
Yeah. You think you're going to get something soon to make a lot of money?
Yes, because your daughter's going to make money too. So, because some of her cards just showed up. So tell her she's going to get something good. You know, money looks good for the two of you. So just, hang in there. The year 2022 looks very good for both of you. So, call in again, Maria, and let us know when this money comes, please. Let us know.
You are my friend. You know, I trust you guys.
We love that you call in. You make our day when you call in.
That's why I call you. We understand you are my friend.
You are our friend. That's what you are, and we just love you so much. And I knew right away it was you because I could feel your energy coming through my computer.
You.
Oh, that's
Maria. Really, I want to invite you. I don't know where you guys live. Must you live in over here? Are you coming over here? You let me know. I cook for you.
I bet you're a delicious cook, too.
Thank you.
Stuff the artichokes.
Yes. Stuff the artichokes and make a broccoli rabbit.
Wow. This is, wow. It sounds fabulous. good luck to you, and you'll let us know when everything comes through, or you can just call anytime you want, okay?
I will. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And
bye.
Nice to talk to you guys. Thank you. We love you. Thank you.
We love you.
Bye,
bye.
Maria.
Bye-bye.
Bye. God bless you. Bye.
God bless. Oh,
that was a,
she
that was
so
a lot
damn
of energy.
Sweet.
To come.
Is she not sweet?
I love her. I love her. And it's so funny because I've never...
So
I mean, at first I was thinking I was clumsy with the cards. Then I said, no, they flew out of my hand. I wasn't being clumsy. But the funny part about it was not that money flew out, maybe 10 more than I mentioned because they were facing down, so I didn't care what they were. It wasn't like all 80 flew out, but like 15 cards flew out. But the ones that popped up were perfect, so... That was kind of amazing, and I, you know,
that's
even
great.
After doing this for 25 years, I still get a little amazed at, you know, at the way spirit works. You know, I don't think I'll ever get fully. And I'll give you a little message that I got from my beautiful, delicious friend Jane, who had passed away a few years back of breast cancer, and I was just thinking of her, and I was looking at my phone. And Legacy, something from Legacy popped up saying it was her anniversary of her death, and it wasn't. So I said, why would that pop up as the anniversary of your death? And I'm reading what I had written about her because she always channeled Mother Mary. So I said, you know, Mother Mary must be, you know, so happy that you're up there with her. And as I read the word Mother Mary, TJ started playing the keyboard, and he started playing Let It Be, When Mother Mary Comes to Me. Right? Like, I couldn't believe it. Jane, did you make this all happen? Make Legacy send me something that's not your date, but just let me read it at the same moment that out of the blue, and I've never heard him play that song, and it was just an amazing message from her. So we have to pay attention to, like, if things pop up that shouldn't pop up, you know,
yep.
And why is it popping up today, and how is it popping up? And so that was my lovely message. So I always appreciate when I get them from the other side too. But I'm always just as surprised as anybody is. I don't take it for granted. It's always like, wow, that's amazing. And thank you for giving me that sign. Well, we do have Debbie Tony, and you always spell her name wrong. She is D-E-B-I. So whenever I see her, you spell it wrong, that's not,
you never
that's
said
not
it.
Debbie Tony. No, it's D-E-B-I, Debbie Tony, because
okay.
It's kind of like four letters and four letters that make a very cute Debbie Tony.
So it's, wait, so it's D-E-B-I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold the phone.
Just one B, not two Bs.
Okay, I fixed it.
Okay, now that's Debbie Tony. Okay.
Well, my friend, how many Debbie Tonys can you possibly know?
Only one, but it has to be spelled so I know it's her. Now, okay, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with Debbie, please, for our listeners?
Absolutely. I just want to say one thing that I, because you know what, to be perfectly honest, Cindy, I've had two glasses of wine because I've been stressing out, and I was relaxing because I know that I'm going to be painting until 4 o'clock in the morning. But... when I was on with Debbie Tony.
Are you telling me you're drunk on our show? Are you telling me you're drunk, that you are operating this machinery while under the influence?
No, I'm definitely not drunk, but guess what? My inhibitions are down, though. So I just want to throw it out there that right now we've got 31 minutes left, okay, of our show. And when I was in the chat room with Debbie, and we were discussing, Debbie's like, do you want to put me on at the end? I know that usually I go last, but I kind of really wanted to talk to her. And I said, well, actually, you know what? We're going to go on. I said, but Debbie, don't worry about it, because whether we have 3 minutes or 30 minutes left, I'm going to make sure you get on tonight. And right now, Debbie is our next call, and we've got exactly 30 minutes left. So,
wow.
Debbie told me,
well, you
calling.
Can.
Yeah, the
wow,
line is
and...
working, is what I'm saying there.
Well, I'm glad that you're relaxing, okay? And, you know, that's okay with me, and I'm sure our listeners are all saying, Nicole deserves to have two glasses of wine and relax, okay? We love that. Okay, now.
But
that's
Debbie Tony. So she's really, really, because we all know how sensitive she is, And the loss of her dad is really, really hitting her hard this week for some reason. And she's having trouble finding balance. It's like if two things go right, three things go wrong. And she's just having a lot of difficulty kind of deciphering a path right now. You know, being in the house is terrible. She knows that she's got to move, but who, what, when, where, you know, when it comes to that. She's having some issues with her poor little support, you know, cat over there. You know, he's not doing so well right now, and that's hitting her especially hard right now. So Debbie Tony, I think, really just needs to find her way out of the woods, and she would like to find a little bit of balance. Because, you know, some things are great, but, you know, and the things that are great are really great, but the things that are bad are really bad. So let's see what the cards say on guiding Debbie Tony out of the woods and back into the light a little bit here, because I think that she needs that. So here we go out to Debbie Tony. Hello, Debbie. You're on the air.
Thank you, Nicole. That was really, really well said. Didn't you like, you know, out of the woods and into the light and, you know,
yeah.
That was amazing. And the funny part about it is I've never saw Into the Woods, the musical. I didn't particularly like it when we saw it, but that was one of the last plays that I saw before COVID. And I really began to understand it, how some giant comes from the sky and takes up our loved ones, okay? And it was kind of like, you know, how you must have felt like about your dad, because all of a sudden out of the blue, you know, COVID comes and takes him from you. And you did very good at standing very, you know, strong about it, but I was wondering when it was going to start hitting you. So I'm not surprised now you're starting to feel the reality of it, you know, where it's, and, you know, now with your little midnight cat not doing well and, you know, he was talking to me last night about the cat, and he said, you know, he will let you know when is the time if you have to put it to sleep. He said he knows that you're not going to like what I'm saying, but he will let you know if that's the case.
Of course.
You know, because that's the kind of man that he is. And, you know, he's crying a little bit because he loved that cat, too. Did you know he loved that cat?
Of course.
My God, that cat's a little sweetheart. And you're also, like, wondering about moving and everything else. You've got so many changes. So how are you feeling about the move?
I just know it's coming because every time I think about it, but I just feel like it should happen sooner than I want it to. I wanted it to wait till next year, and I feel like it might have to happen this year. Because the STAR programs and the taxes and the real estate is so high, you know, like to get an extra $100,000 on a house is pretty amazing. But I don't know where I'm going to go, and I don't want to be displaced. And I just really having a hard time.
Okay. And, you know, your mom already bought something now?
Yep. Yeah, and she's giving me a hard time. Because she wants me to move to Florida, but when I do my own thought, I'm not ready to go down to Florida yet. I really wanted to give performing in New York one more chance because I gave it up four times already for other people by my own choice. I'm not blaming anybody, but I still have that passion and I can't get rid of it. And I feel like if I don't do it the fifth time and I give it up for my mom, I will resent her.
Right.
But
and
she just got
is it
single,
possible you could like rent something, like rent an apartment or rent or buy a small condo? Is there something you could do? I know you have your business from your home, so that's a little tricky, you know.
Well, with COVID, it stopped everybody from coming to the house. So it's actually, that's why I feel like the move has to happen sooner because nothing is settled right now. Not one thing is settled. I don't have a solid, you know, job that happens 5 days a week. I have the ability to do virtual. Like everything is in transition. I didn't get that job at the church. I mean, I'm really only working on Mondays. That's a pain in the ass because it's Monday. So like I'm already obligated to that place and I don't want to take more work on there in case I move because I don't know. I don't want to say yes, but I'm saying yes because I have to because that's my only job, per se. So I'm just like, this is a good transition time because there isn't a lot going on. Next by next year, there's going to be a lot more going on.
Yes, there will be. Yes, and you know, it's your dad says you have to pray to do what's best for everyone, including yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, it seems to be like, you know, you're worrying about everybody else. You know, but isn't it time you started worrying about you?
My mother wouldn't agree with that.
Well, we know that. We know that, okay? But it's kind of like, you know, can you think about yourself for a change? You know, and really focus on what's going to be best for you. You know, the Florida looks like, it doesn't look like you're going to be thrilled there, you know.
It's going to be bland. It's going to be blah, and I don't want to go there yet. I do want to go there eventually. That's where people retire because it's warm, and I like warmth. But I just don't want to go there. It's too many older people. It's not New York. It's a different energy. I can't describe it. I just know it's not. It's a vacation place. It's not where I want to live yet.
Right. And remember, your mom's a lot older than you are.
Yeah. She needs that. I don't want that.
Do you want to sell this, or can you guys rent, you know, the bottom section and keep the top?
Okay. So if I can stop having a panic.
This is what your dad's saying. He's like, this is your dad's house. He said, nobody's selling until Debbie's ready, you know.
Oh, my God. See how much he got. He has my back. So I've been trying to manifest a renter because I think that's what would be best for me, to give me that extra year that I really want here. Okay, I'm trying to get an apartment in the city with my friend, a rent-stabilized apartment, and then I was going to try. I was looking into a little what was inexpensive house in New Jersey, which was close to Manhattan, because their taxes are very much lowered. But that's going to take time. So I really wanted a renter downstairs, and I have been discouraged by every single person, except maybe one woman in the pool. Hundreds of people I talk to, or whatever, anybody I talk to, oh, Debbie, you can't get the money, then you can't get him out. So long story short, I'm the only one that wants to rent the bottom of my house with confidence that I could do it, and everybody's telling me I can't. And that makes me mad. That makes me want to do it even more.
Now, ultimately, your dad's will leaves everything to your mom. Is that what happens?
Yeah, everything. Nothing is in
the money. So the decisions are all hers to make, right?
Correct. Yep, including the money.
Right.
And she doesn't have to give me anything. I mean, she could. She will. But she doesn't have to split it. She could be – I don't know what she's going to be encouraged to do. It's in a trust trip. I don't think she's not going to be – she is not the person that's going to be a problem. It's her brother who puts all these ideas in her head of what I should do with my life.
I know, your father said the same thing. He said your mother doesn't even come up with these ideas. I mean, otherwise, you're just going to have to find a place that you could maybe rent.
My dad taught me rent to waste the money. He don't like that idea of renting.
Right, but what other choice do you have? Because you don't have money to buy anything at this point. If they won't let you stay there, then you'll have to rent something for a year. I mean, somebody's going to have to rent. Either they're renting your space or you're renting theirs. And, you know, so you kind of have to have a serious talk with your mother, is what your father just said.
Okay.
And B, tell her what you want. I mean, you're only asking her, let's just rent this for a year, and then, you know, we'll reevaluate that in a year. So all you're asking is for a year.
Right now.
Don't ask her for forever. Like, and then let's take it one year at a time.
So 2022, I would stay here, and 2023, I would sell the house. That would be the plan I'm comfortable with.
The problem is that what you all know now is that the house prices are probably at their all-time high.
Correct. That's the thing. It's a big difference in money. Maybe that's why I'm feeling pushed. That's why maybe deep down inside I'm pushing myself, and I'm feeling overwhelmed.
If your mom gets an extra $100,000, can she give it to you so you could buy a co-op or something, or a condo or something?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I don't see why this house isn't half my house. When I had a fight with her, I said that to her once. I said, are you kidding me? This house is half my house. I've been here for 1997. I told my dad, I want to buy my own house. He said, no, I don't want you to have your own house. I said, okay, then I'm going to pay you rent. And that's why I'm here, because we built up when we had the house fire so that I would put money into something and invest. So as far as I'm concerned, I helped my parents too.
Right, and so
I've earned it, but
it's not in the will, so you know that's not going to wash with your mother. So what you have to do is figure out what you want to be doing and make a decision on it, because before she gets, your mom gets convinced from her brother to do what she, you know, what he's telling her to do. So I think you have to really talk with her very calmly.
Very
calmly. Be nice, your father's saying. Please be nice.
I'll try.
Okay, and you promise you'll try to be nice over this, please?
Yes, I promise.
Okay, because he said, everybody will be really mad at you if, 2 years from now the house prices are back crashing again or down.
Correct. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I'm like, Debbie, you, that's why. You can't wait. Maybe I can't wait. Maybe I really can't.
But then it's like, then if she sells and gets more money, then maybe you have to rent something for a year while you're just here and figuring yourself out. I mean, if you don't do anything permanent, don't buy anything, you just rent for a year and you figure out where you're going. You know, so I think you're putting yourself under a lot of pressure. Like, just, it's almost like you have to come up with some decision.
Correct. And I think that's why the pressure is building up, because I feel like you have to decide and you have to start to actively look if you're moving. You've got to start actively packing if you're moving. You can't live the life you live in of leisure here. And here comes summer, and I'm like, I want to have one summer of no pressure. And I'm like, well, that isn't going to happen if you're moving in the fall or the winter.
So just try, talking about it with your mom, okay?
Yeah.
You know,
and just, why am I having such a hard time about my dad now? Is it just because of the reality of it, or just because,
because you were sick with COVID yourself and you didn't have time to really mourn, and now it's really hitting you.
Okay. So I'm super sensitive about everything.
Right. Well, that's why, I was wondering when it was going to start hitting you. Okay. And now when you have to sell a house, and anyone who's had to sell a house after someone's died, then you really feel like they died. When I had to sell my parents' house, you really let go of, something. You really know they're gone once the house is gone.
That's a good thing.
I think the sale of the house is probably just the thought of that is triggering it more.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And
okay.
You know what, Debbie? To piggyback on that, I have a slight little observation here. Let me ask you something. How close were you to your dad?
The closest you could get.
Closest you can get. Okay. Because one thing that I thought about was you and your father's relationship when you said that you wanted to buy your own house, and he said, no, I don't want you to buy your own house, and you're like, okay, Dad, I'm going to pay rent. And something about that particular statement just kind of made something click for me. Maybe the reason why you're feeling so badly about everything right now is, like Cindy said, not only did you not really have a chance to grieve, but your dad has probably always been there whenever you've had to make a monumental life decision. He's always been there to advise you, Debbie, do this, Debbie, do that. He's always helped you weigh out the consequences of one thing over another. And this is probably you moving and you moving on and you moving, in multiple things. You moving to a different home, you moving to a different state, you moving on to a different career, you sticking with the same one. You've always had your dad to run those things by before you made a decision. So this is really your first set of decision making in his absence.
And that's right. And and you're so brilliant when you have two glasses of wine, Nicole.
You're going to get me.
Me.
two glasses of wine, I'd be like, okay, fuck the show, it's over. Okay.
I am literally sitting here. I've had my technically speaking, now I'm approaching the end of the second glass, but I'm literally listening and sketching simultaneously, and then that's what just popped into my head was that you know what?
Wow. Find that interesting, Nicole, because it showed when people get their egos out of it, okay, and they're just relaxing, creating art, which is relaxing, having a glass of wine, and suddenly through your creating of art, you began to channel, and you actually channeled her father because he's the one who put that thought in your head that exactly what you said is what her father was saying to me at the moment you were saying that. And I'm like, she has heard him directly. So,
Yep.
You just channeled her dad.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that fantastic? So art is, by the way, people like to learn about spiritual things from our show. You know, the best way to learn how to channel is to create some sort of art, whether you're writing, dancing, singing, painting, because you're channeling energies from the other side when you're doing that. So that just proved it for you, how much you gave that message.
And that's the answer to
now,
the
Debbie, let's just have Debbie channel her dad. Okay, what would Frank tell Debbie to do if he were here?
He wants me to go for my dreams.
Of course.
Then you have your answer.
He doesn't want me to go for my mom.
Now, if your mom has to sell it, and look, if she's going to get $100,000 more than she's getting 2 years from now, it makes sense for her to sell it. But then something has to be where are you going to be for the next year? And that's
apartment.
Something that, you know, an apartment or, you know, something temporary. If you find you want to stay here longer, then, you know, then your dad said then something else more permanent would have to be decided. But, you know, this is something, your dream is to stay here a little bit longer. So that's, you have the answer where you're going to be. Just how and where you're going to live is the question. But at least now you have your answer.
And on a positive note, I just kicked ass in this show.
Oh, did you?
I know. I had a lot to prove. Oh, I did, because I had a lot to prove. First of all, I didn't think I could memorize all these songs and pick up any steps and all the dialogue. Everything was thrown at us in the last 2 weeks, and creating harmonies and blocking and props and whatever. All those things happened within 2 weeks when the show really came together, and it was a good show. And I know I have a lot to do with it. And I feel good about myself. People are respecting me. When we do your plays, I mean, the feeling that I'm getting from all the other performers. Last night we talked afterwards, all the girls together, and I felt so empowered by women, you know, supporting each other. Like, I feel like this is where I belong. This is what I'm supposed to do. I have my answers. Why am I afraid of them?
Right. And again, you know, you've been living, you know, in your parents' house under their roof now. You're almost like a little kid being thrown out at, you know, like you're 18 years old and where am I going and what am I doing? It's a little bit scary. Leaving your home is scary anyway, but, you know, your father's a little upset because he said he should have put a provision in there if their mom sold the house that you got, you know, part of the sale of it so you could purchase something else. You know, he said he should have put that in there. Okay, well, it's too late now, but, you know, that's how he feels because now he feels like he would never want you to feel like you're homeless, you know, like you have nowhere to go. So that's kind of sad.
I don't blame him, and I don't want him to feel sad because I can pick myself and put my big curl panties on and find a place to live. Because I have the other side of me, which is the strong side. After I get this stupid, sensitive baby out of me, then I go for the woman that I'm supposed to be, a strong woman.
Of course. And you're allowed to cry, and you're allowed to be a baby, and you're allowed to feel that way right now. No one's saying you shouldn't, but remember, you know, you lost your dad. Now your house, you know, this house that you've lived in is going to be going. It's a lot of saying goodbye to, and your cat's not well. There's a lot of saying goodbye, and it isn't easy at all. I mean, it's really hard, but, you know, trust that you know the answer, that for at least a year you want to stay here. So, you know, see if, you know, what your mom has to say again. You know, because of the nature of the real estate market, you know how when the house prices are $100,000 overpriced, they're going to crash in 2 years because there's going to be foreclosures because people can't afford these. They're paying way over what the houses are worth and way over what they can afford because the reality of how much it actually costs hits a lot harder than people think. So,
well, yeah, that's what's happening. The cost to maintain the house is ridiculous for taxes. The taxes will go up to $16,000, and I don't want to live in a house that I know already before I start paying electric. I have $20,000 worth of expenses right off the bat. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's why your father said you could take that $20,000 and rent something for a year, because it's not, that's not throwing money away, because it's, if you're getting an extra $100,000 for the house, then that $20,000, you know, is what you would have paid in taxes anyway if you lived there.
Okay.
So he's kind of saying, try to talk to your mom in, like, logical sense.
Okay.
As much as you could. But I'm telling you, once you put that house up, it's a beautiful house, it's going to sell, like, very quickly. So it's not like, let's put it up and see what happens. It's going to go up, you're going to get bidding wars, okay? So, like, I'm just saying, if you're going to put it up, expect it to sell quickly.
Yep, and that's why it's like, well, can we put it up now and move out in January? And people will be like, no, nobody's going to wait 6 months. I'm like, well, then I guess I can't put it up yet.
Right, because it'll sell quickly, very quickly.
Okay.
Well, you know, thanks for calling in, and your dad is thanking Nicole for hearing him.
And you know what, Debbie, if you have, like, a very, very calm conversation with your mother and you make a very, very good case, something tells me that she's going to, you know, think about selling the house and just moving on and, you know, in an effort to strong arm you into doing what she wants you to do. And something tells me that if you stand your ground, that she might help you out anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to stand your ground, and you have to be strong, and you have to, you know, make a reasonable argument with her. And something tells me, like I said, she'll help you out anyway. And if she doesn't help you out, then that's the way that it was meant to be. And you're meant to kind of pull yourself up by your bootstraps, so to speak, you know. But
I mean,
either way, if you have any doubt of what to do, like, look how clearly your dad came through today to Cindy, even to me, who's like, and I always tell people that I always have to work at it. I'm not like Cindy, who's natural at it. I have to work because, like, I can find a reason for something anywhere. You know, I will always doubt what it actually is. So,
well, he,
you know,
says you're a sweetheart. He likes you.
See? But what I'm saying, though, is that, and look, right there, if you need your dad's advice, just ask him and look for the signs, and he'll advise you so you don't have to feel his loss when you're looking to make those kinds of decisions, because he's there. Just ask.
Right. And remember, Debbie, you didn't cry. I was amazed how strong you were throughout this, and I hadn't seen you cry until recently, and I was wondering when I'm going to see her cry. Okay, so, you know, the fact that you cried tonight actually is a good thing, okay? It's a good thing. You're supposed to be feeling it again. You know, just the thought of giving this house up and all of that, because, you know, you always associate him with that house, being in there, being around you, coming up to see you, you know, everything about him. And so, you know, that's kind of painful to think about.
My
childhood
home, too.
You
know, I mean, I always had stuff here. I've never been without this house my whole entire life. 3 months. Okay, I was born in Astoria, but 3 months, 9 to 55 years is a long time to be in one place.
That's why it's also your childhood home. That's the whole point. When you it's the home you live in now, and you redid it all, but it was your home that, you know, your childhood home. So when, you know, letting go of a childhood home is pretty traumatic.
Okay.
You know, it's traumatic unto itself.
Okay.
So, you know, there's no place to go back home to, you know, like, I mean, with my parents, it's funny because no matter how old we were, we always still had a key if we needed to go there. We could always, like, if I was on the road doing shows and I needed a place to change or I had an hour or two, I knew I could always just go there. Like, I mean, you know, there's a place you could always go to, you know, like, there.
Yep.
And it's kind of hard to say goodbye to that, you know, and, you know, even, you know, though you don't live in the rooms where you, you know, where your bedroom was when you were a kid, you could go in those rooms still. It's still there, you know, all of those are gone. And so there's a lot of mourning taking place. So it's it's just good. It's not bad. It's good. And you've been working so hard nonstop. And, you know, Debbie, tell us, I did tell them about your cabaret last week, but can you tell them a little bit about how they can see the show that we were talking about, the cabaret show?
I would love to. They are doing a live performance, and they're doing it so beautifully. Only 60 people are seated out of about 400 or 500 seats. So it's well-spaced. It's $20 at the Merrick Theater, which is right by the Merrick train station on the light at Hewlett Avenue. And if you would like it live streamed, they are planning something for Saturday night only. And unfortunately, I don't have links or information, except that I would say just call them or go on their website. Hopefully, they'll have some information.
It is Merrick,
M-E-R-R-I-C-K. It's our first show back, and it's quite good. It's a cabaret, but it has like a little storyline to it. It's all Broadway show tunes with a lot of comedy. And hint, hint. And, yeah, it's a good show. The talent is really good. And it's actually, it is quite long. It's from 8 to 11 because there's three acts and two intermissions. So I recommend anybody who just wants to get in touch with me. I'm going to give them, like, a program and let them know when I'm on and what the show's about so they can kind of gauge it, especially from home.
Wow. But, well, interesting enough, talking about my childhood home, that's where I grew up in Merrick. So
Merrick,
we're going back to the town. And it's funny because the play that I'm redoing now from 20 years ago is Phantom Pain. And it picked up major awards. But when I brought it to the Merrick Theater, because it's a pretty heavy play in many ways, the guy said to me, well, who would want to see this? Because, you know, they do light stuff there, okay? And and I was so discouraged when he said that. And then when it picked up a major award, I said, well, he's wrong. There are people that will want to see this.
And that was a long time ago because they're doing Elephant Man after this. So.
Oh, good, because I said to them, eventually you're going to have to stop with fluff and put something a little bit, you know, once in a while, something a little dramatic in there. You know, ruin Kill Merrick to have some drama. You know, so I'm glad to hear they're doing the Elephant Man. So see how it's circles. Can you see how this is circling full round for all of us? And that's the whole point, that, you know, you're going to have to bless your house and let it go if that's what you have to do. Having lived on Long Island my whole life, I have watched house prices do what they're doing now.
Yep.
I have watched them go up 300,000 and then go down 300,000, you know, in 2 years. So, you know, like I bought my house when it was at a low, all-time low here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now, of course, everything's doubled and whatever. But, you know, and when I sold my parents' house, it was all-time low. I got, like, what I got for their house then, 10 years ago, what I would get today is probably $500,000
more.
So, I tell you, the way houses go, you know, if your mom really wants to sell in the next year or two, it's probably, don't look at it as the universe forcing you faster. Maybe they just, the universe just knows what's best.
Correct. Okay. Oh, my God. You guys, I can't thank you enough. I love you so much.
Well, we love you,
really
too.
Really great.
And just, you know, for some people who don't think COVID is real, it's real. Please, it's still there. Be careful still. I mean, vaccinated, not vaccinated. And so we know a little bit more. Keep practicing, you know, the keeping your hands clean and keeping social distance a little bit.
Yeah.
Just stay safe.
totally with you on that. Thank you so much, you guys. Really, thank you. Can't thank you enough today.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody. We got 20 seconds. Nicole, enjoy your two glasses of wine. You know,
thank you for drinking.
Thank you for drinking responsibly. Thank you for drinking responsibly. And if you were taking off your clothes and dancing on the table, we couldn't know, so it's okay. But
no, it's okay. Listen, these are work wine. This is work wine right now. I just needed to kind of shake the rust off. So, you know, above my day. But no. This is working wine right now. But my keys are hung up for the night. I will be nothing but responsible.
I know. I didn't even have to say that. We will say that for our listeners. We will, if you drink, please drink responsibly. Uber, have someone drive. And don't get behind
walk.
The wheel.
It's a beautiful night out. Walk.
Because I'll tell you that if any of you die that way, I'm not talking to you, okay? After, you know, you anymore, you know, even if you come from the grave to talk to me, I won't talk to you. So please be responsible.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Good night.